സദാശിവസമാരംഭാ ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം
പേജ് 99 6th chapter 5th ശ്ലോക
യാവാൻ സ്യാദിദമംശോയഹ സസ്വതോന്യോ വിശേഷണം വിശേഷ പ്രക്ഷയോ യത്ര
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ടോക്കിംഗ് അബൌട്ട് ദറ്റ് വിശേഷ അപോഹ. എ വേദാന്തിക് സ്റ്റുഡന്റ് ഹാസ് ടു നെഗേറ്റ് ആൾ ദ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസ്ഡ് അട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് which are really belong to anatma body mind complex superimposed upon atma. They have to be given back to anatma. Anatma attributes are superimposed upon atma, I the self. That superimposition has to be stopped by negating the attributes from atma which are not really there. That superimposition is because of ajnanam, avidya, moola vidya. So one has to negate them. Vishesha means all attributes. The attributes, what are all we are superimposing, what is their nature, they are agantukam, they are all incidental. Bodily attributes, mind attributes, any attribute, whatever you superimpose, they are all agantukam, incidental, they are not permanent or eternal. Therefore agantuka gunas are attributes. We have to understand they are not real. Svabhavikam, whatever is there, that is natural, you cannot, you need not negate. Whatever is natural, svabhavikam agantukam, dharmas, attributes, two types, agantukam and svabhavikam. What we have to understand, all the attributes, whatever you are, sukhi, ragi, bhogi, karta, bhokta, samsari, baddha, all these attributes are all agantukam, incidental. They are not real. Therefore, when you go to sleep, they are all not there. If they are intrinsic, another name for svabhavikam is intrinsic. Another name for agantukam is extrinsic. They are all extrinsic. സർവേഷാം വിശേഷാണാം അപോഹ. വട്ട് ആർ ഓൾ എക്സ്ട്രിൻസിക്? സർവേ ധർമ്മാഃ ആഗന്തുകം ഏവ നതു സ്വാഭാവികം. സോ ഇൻസിഡന്റൽ, ദേ ബിലോങ് ടു അനാത്മ. ഗിവ് അനാത്മ അട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് ടു അനാത്മ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് പോയിന്റ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് പ്രോക്സിമിറ്റി യു ആർ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസിംഗ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് പ്രോക്സിമിറ്റി, superimposing in the sense of transference, transferred epithet, this is called a figure of speech in English, transferred epithet, transference of one's attributes to another. Like japa kusumam, red flower, white crystal, it is not having red color. White crystal is white, but it appears as though red. It is called transferred epithet, transference, because of ignorance. Therefore all sadhaka's job is what? Shankaracharya asking, oh upadesha sahasri students, all of you are sadhakas, you all of you negate all attributes. What is that negation? We should not include idamamsha. That's what you look into the mantra. Yavan idamamshaha syat yaha saha svataha anyaha visheshanam. This anvaya also I gave in the last class. Now I don't want to go again into that. Yavan visheshaha, all of them idamamshaha. Idamamshaha means this. Whatever you say, this means that is attribute. This means anatma. Give up. Saha svataha anyaha visheshanam. That is a different from that originally. Saha svataha anyaha. Ahankaraha is different from gnata number one, gnata number two. We have to remember. Acharya want to say here, the essence is this. Everyone is easily negate, this is anatma, this is anatma, this is anatma. Negation is easy. Even body is some extent after coming to Vedanta is saying idam. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetramitya vidhiyate idam. Therefore, I am not this body. That is also possible. Then mind is also idamamsha. That is also possible. But what is the difficulty? The one who is negating that gnata number one, very difficult. That is called pramata. Pramata is the gnata number one who is saying all, this is not, this is not, this is not. Acharya is asking, even that negator whom gnata number one has to be negated by gnata number two, Sakshi Chaitanya. This is the toughest task. This pramatahood, gnata number one, ahankara, lower I, vachyartha I, is not your real nature. Just as Chitraguhu. The one who is known as Chitraguhu, the one who has got hundreds of cattle, cow, so many cows he is having, therefore they call him a Chitraguhu. Similarly, you are a Dhanavan, Balavan, all these, Dukhi, Sukhi, all these are all not real attributes. Therefore, they are all temporary. What is the real name of Chitraguhu? Another name, it is not Chitraguhu. It is a temporary incidental name. Original name is Devadatta or Yajnadatta, some name. We can call him as Devadatta. After some time he sold all the cattle, he is no more a Chitraguhu. He is no more a Chitraguhu. Jamindar, they say, no, Jamindar. Now who is Jamindar? He is a pauper on the road. He is not a Jamindar. The Jamindarhood also temporary. Karodupati, as long as crores are there, Karodupati. Karodupati is real, intrinsic or extrinsic? Extrinsic. Like that, these names, attributes are also not real. That is all fine. You have to negate even this pramata, gnata number one also. That is alone said in Mahabharata, Shanti Parva, Shankaracharya quotes, in third chapter Bhagita Bhashyam, Tyaja dharma madharmancha ube satyanrute tyaja. Ube satyanrute tyaktva yena tyajasi tat tyaja. Give up punya, papa, and all you give up. Don't have any attachment with anything. Having given up, you give up that, the person, you renounce that renouncer. I have renounced this, I have renounced this, I have renounced this, you are telling? That abhimana who is having pramata. You renounce that renouncerhood, you renounce. Uve satyanrutya tyakta tyaktva yena tyajasi, by which ahankara you have renounced. Yena tyajasi, by which ahankara you renounced. You renounce that ahankara. Tat teja. That is put in Vedanta language here. That ahankara, jnata number one, who is the renouncer of everything, you have to renounce. That also comes under idam. This, from Sakshi Chaitanya standpoint, that is what in this shloka he gave in the last class we saw. Now we will go to sixth final shloka of this prakaranam. He concludes.
Idamam shohamityatra kyajyo natmeti panditaihi. Aham brahmeti shishtamshah bhuta purvagater bhavet.
Chaitanyam, either it is associated with thought or not associated with thought. If it is associated with thought, it becomes ahankara. Chidabhasa sahita chaitanyam, ahankara, vritti takes place. Sometimes thoughtlessly my intellect remains without thought. So the chaitanyam, jnata number one, remains thoughtlessly also. That means the chaitanyam remains thoughtlessly also. The knower number one, knower number two. Who is real one? Who is fake one? We have to find out. Who is real one? Who is fake one? When we went to Rishikesh, Pujaswami said one story, sculptor story. Last moments lo Swamiji said that story. It is a very nice story. It is relevant also here. Who is real I? Who is unreal I? It is useful, that story. One sculptor, he don't want to die. He want to live permanently. So he want to avoid Amadharma Raja. So what he planned, because he is a sculptor, you know, nowadays in London they are putting plaster of Paris and the statues, exactly same like that person they gave. Like this, the sculptor made his, for 10 statues he made, same like him. And he stood in the line of that statues. When Yamadutas came, they are not able to recognize whom we have to take. All are looking same, like whom to take. Then these Yamadutas went to Yamadharma Raja and said, we are not able to recognize that sculptor. Who is that person? Because there are 10 people same like him. So we are not able to recognize. Then Yamadharma Raja straight he came and he started looking at all are looking same like. And he also surprised, who is this great person who did all statues alike? All are looking same, so great, ordinary human being cannot do. Only celestials, some Gandharvas can do this. Not this is a human intellect job. This must be done by someone else. Then this sculptor, no, Abhimana, who? Myself, I only did. He said, appa Yamadharma Raja, va polam, anisunnar. So, abhimana, ahankara, wherever, in that jnata number two, there is no abhimana. In jnata number one, there is a abhimana. How to recognize jnata number one, jnata number two? Wherever there is abhimana, that is jnata number one. That is ego. You have to say, he is go. At that time only Swamiji quoted this shloka also. Mahabharata Shanti Parva shloka. Yena tyajasi tatyaja. So what we want to say here, vachyartha I, lakshyartha I. Now Acharya want to say, how to decipher, how to know this aham, because they are very, very close. Lower eye, higher eye. Higher eye, jnata number 2, doesn't interact, cannot manifest without jnata number 1, lower eye, or vachyartha eye. This vachyartha eye you have to use and say, I am lakshyartha eye. This vachyartha eye, bhagatyaga lakshana, you know all those things. Bhagatyaga lakshanaya, vachyartha eye is jnata number 1. You negate the attributes ahankaratvam, I am karta, I am bhokta, all are taking place in that ahankara, lower eye. Therefore, this ahankara is also comes under idam. From the standpoint of jnata number 2, higher eye standpoint, lakshyartha eye standpoint, that is the essence of this shloka. So technical question here comes. Jnata number 2 is the adhishtanam brahma. The whole creation you cannot say, whole creation you cannot say this is creation. Jnata number 2 cannot experience, cannot utter any word. It has to experience all the time along with the jnata number 1 only. Who is jnata number 1? Ahankara, lower eye, mithya eye, fake eye, unreal. So that one. So when you say aham brahmasmi, jnata number 2 is aham brahmasmi. Who is saying aham brahmasmi? Jnata number one only saying aham brahmasmi. Jnata number 1 only saying aham. Jnata number 2 brahma asmi iti, aham brahma asmi iti. Jnata number 1 is recognizing. If jnata number 2 recognize aham brahma asmi, it is not possible for jnata number 2 without ahankara. Without ahankara, jnata number 2 cannot recognize. Therefore, along with buddhi only, you have to recognize, I am not buddhi. Buddhi means it comes under ahankara, antakkaranam. I have to recognize. That's called bhuta purvagate. Now look into the shloka. Aham idam atra. Aham iti atra idam amshaha. Aham here, jnata number 1. Jnata number 1 is called idam here. From the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam, jnata number 2. I am not this body. Jnata number 2 is saying, I am not this. Jnata number 1 saying, using the jnata number 1 and saying, I am not jnata number 1. Then who are you now? I am jnata number 2 only. Is a confusion. Very difficult portion in the Vedanta. Jnata number 1 alone is saying, I am jnata number 2 to say ahankara is required. Suppose you say, question will come, aham brahmasmi. You cannot say aham brahmasmi also. This aham asmi from the first person standpoint. That means Uttama Purusha. Aham asmi, Brahma, aham asmi. Now you are Brahman. What about he? Third person. Aham Brahma asmi, third person varliye. Again, what about it? That. It and that. Tvam. You. Aham Brahma asmi. Second person is not there, third person is also not there. But aham brahmasmi, is it a full mahavakya? You can say, no. Strictly speaking, aham brahmasmi is also not correct. Idam khalvidam brahma only you should say. And ahankara me ponadukapram, aham engirke. Asmi and junna uttama purushan aayitse. Uttama purusha, madhyama purusha, pradhama purusha, all comes when then Ahankara is there. First person, second person, third person, from Sakshi standpoint or from Chidabhasa Ahankara standpoint? Ahankara standpoint. Ahankara standpoint, if you say Aham Brahmasmi, what about the second person, third person? You are not including second person, third person. Yes? You are not including. But then how can I say Aham Brahmasmi? If I say Aham Brahmasmi, Tvam is not included, Saha is not included, that is not included, he is not included, she is not included. அப்போ அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி கூட ஃபுல்லா கரெக்டான நிஜமா கரெக்ட் இல்ல. இன்னும் அதுக்கு மேல போகணும். என்ன அது? சர்வம் கல்விதம் பிரம்மா, எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் பிரம்மன் சொல்லணுமே தவிர நான் பிரம்மன் சொல்லக்கூடாது. நான் பிரம்மன் சொல்லணும்னா நீங்க அகங்காரம் யூஸ் பண்ணிதான் ஆகணும். அகங்காரம் பிரம்மன் ஆக முடியாது. சாட்சி சைதன்யல அகங்காரம் இல்லை. அப்ப அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி, அஸ்மி உத்தம புருஷா எப்படி வரும்? சாட்சி சைதன்யல உத்தம புருஷம் இருக்கா, மத்தியம புருஷம் இருக்கா? என்ன புருஷமே இல்லையே. நோ புருஷா இஸ் தேர். ஃபார் ஸ்ட்ரிக்ட்லி ஸ்பீக்கிங் யூ ஆர் நாட் சப்போஸ் டு சே. இஃப் எனிபடி ஆஸ்க் வாட் டு சே, அப்படி கேட்கிறானே, இப்ப நான் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி மகா வாக்கியம் சொல்லலாமா இல்லையா? அப்போ ஆச்சாரியா கன்சோர்ஸ், யூ கேன் யூஸ் பிகாஸ் the teaching is going on bhuta purva ani sonnar paarunga bhuta purva gatehe bhavet shravana kale and the shravana kale aham brahmasmi you says enough. Afterwards you don't say jnani. That is why he never even entertain the thought aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi thought kuda entertain panna mata. It's romba advanced idea. Therefore he says idamamsha ahamiti atra tyajyah, gnata number 1 to be given up by whom? Panditaihi, panditaihi by vivekinah, by wise people. How they have to give up? Na atma iti, this vachyartha I secondary, that means lower I, ahankara I, is not atma. ந ஆத்மா இதி பண்டிதைஹி இரமம்சஹ அத்ர த்யாஜ்யஹ. தே ஹாவ் டு கிவ் அப். தென் வாட்? சிஷ்டாம்சஹ, செகண்ட் லைன், சிஷ்டாம்சஹ ப்ரஹ்மா இதி அஹம் ப்ரஹ்மா இதி பவதி. ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை பவதி சிஷ்டாம்சஹ. இங்க வாட் இஸ் ரிமைனிங் தேர்? ஒன்ஸ் யூ நெகேட் பாடி, ஆல்ரெடி ரூல்ட் அவுட் world is ruled out, idam idam idam. Having ruled out the negating the world attributes and bodily attributes, mind attributes, this person who is lower I and higher I, mixture is there now. Remember that mixture? Higher I, lower I mixture. In this gnata number 1, gnata number 2, higher I, lower I, between these two only ipa sandai. Between these two, which one I have to claim? Acharya says, claim you are Gnata number 2, Sakshi Chaitanyam. You are not Gnata number 1, the Ahankara. That is only Mithya, Anityam, Asatyam. It is not Satyam. Aham Brahma iti Shishtamshaha. Having negated this Gnata number 1, what is remaining? Gnata number 2, that is called Shishtamshaha. The remaining Gnata number 2, Gnata means Sakshi Chaitanyam, the witness consciousness. The witness consciousness, Shishtamshaha, Aham Brahma iti, I am Brahman iti bhavati. Then question comes, Aham Brahma, how can I say? Aham Brahma only. For that we have to understand bhutapurva gate from the standpoint of previous condition. Previous condition means what? When you are listening, shravana kale, when you are listening as ahankara or sakshi? Ahankara only. Enna sakshi ki, amma amma sakshi ki, kaadu undodi enna. Kaade kade as sakshi ki. So shravana kalam is only for ahankara. That is why we have to say from the standpoint of previous condition, that is shravana kale. Sarvam khalu idam brahma only, that is real actually. Aham brahma you just for your understanding sake. Because you remove the ahankara, aham brahma asmi jnanam, where it can take place? When you remove ahankara, buddhi is out. இந்த அம்பிரம்மாசி விருத்தி ஜானம் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ் வேர்? அது வரதுக்கு சான்சஸ் இருக்காது. இப்ப இஃப் யூ ரிமூவ் தி அகங்காரா, சோ டு சே அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி யூ யூஸ் அகங்காரா, யூ சே அண்ட் ஐ எம் நாட் அகங்காரா. ஈவன் அஹம் அகங்காரா இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன், அகங்காரா இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மன், அஹம் இஸ் பிரம்மன். தட் அஹம் ஆல்சோ இன் திஸ் பாடி இட் இஸ் அஹம். That's what Lord Krishna says, Kshetrajnyam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu. So sarva kshetreshu you want to understand, na, idam brahma, sarvam idam brahma. You have to say, that is the right application. So aham brahmasmi. Now one commentator writes how to understand this mind-boggling expression. Whole interpretation is, you have to put in simple words, Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya. The purpose of Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya is only to remove self-ignorance. The purpose of Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya is only to remove self-ignorance or Atma Ajnanam or Moola Vidya, which is the cause of superimposition of ahankara. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya is meant to remove the Moola Vidya or self-ignorance, which is the cause for the superimposition of ahankara. Puriyarudho? Puriyilane nurvati solren. Okay. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya's purpose is to remove the Moola Vidya, self-ignorance, which self-ignorance is the cause for the superimposition of Ahankara. So for the negation of Ahankara, which is superimposed by Moola Vidya, which Moola Vidya has to be destroyed by which Aham Brahmasmi Jnana Mahavakya. Purinja, sorry, Purilana, Samadha. Then where this aham, atma remains without ahankara? Sem ahimni pratishthitah. It is self-evident. It is resting on itself. It is not dependent upon ahankara. Only to say aham brahmasmi, ahankara is used. Afterwards, I need not depend upon ahankara. Where the Upanishad is going to see heights. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya purpose is not, it has not come to teach about ahankara. It has not come to teach about the ego. The ego is like this, ahankara nature is like this, ahankara is so great, ahankara. Ahankaram patti pesuradhukka Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya has come. Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya has come only to negate that ahankara. And ahankaram use panninde Aham Brahmasmi chunni. And Aham Brahmasmi kuda for the sake of understanding. Therefore, what? Aham sarva kshetreshu. I am in all bodies. I am there. Therefore, Aham Brahmasmi kuda solla koodadhu. Puriyaradho? Na, I am Brahman. I am Brahman anna nam edho perusa nenikiram. I am Brahman aayiduthana enna enadhu? He is not Brahman. She is not Brahman. Therefore, I am everything. Appadi sollanum. Asmi kuda gone. And only Sravana Kali, understanding sake. Therefore what? Come to the Valikiva and children. You have to Aham Brahma iti bhavati shishtamshaha. Gnata number 2 alone remains. So, Tvam padasya, aham padasya. Tvam padana, tvam tattvamasya, tvam pada. Aham brahmasmila, aham pada. Tvam pada, aham pada. Guru says you. When Guru says you, what I have to say? ஐ ஆம். ஸ்வம் குரு சொன்னா நான் அகம்னு சொல்லணும். இப்ப ஸ்வம் பத லக்ஷார்த்தா அகம் பத லக்ஷார்த்தா யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக். இந்த ஸ்வம்பதக்கு அகம் பதக்கு ரெண்டு அர்த்தம் இருக்கு, வாச்சியார்த்தமும் இருக்கு, லக்ஷார்த்தா இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர். ஃபார் விவகார லௌகிக்கா வியாவகாரிக பர்பஸ் யூஸ் வாச்சியார்த்தா ஐ, லோவர் ஐ, மதர் ஐ, ஃபாதர் ஐ, பிரதர் ஐ, சிஸ்டர் ஐ. டு கிளைம் ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன் லக்ஷார்த்தா ஐ, தட் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். சாஸ்திர வாக்கியம் தட் இஸ் சாஸ்திர வாக்கியம், லௌகிக வாக்கியம் வாச்சியார்த்தா. ஃபார் லௌகிக வியவஹார வாச்சியார்த்தா யூ யூஸ். ஃபார் சாஸ்திர வியவஹார when you come to the class here, லௌகிக்க வியவஹார or சாஸ்திர வியவஹார going on? சாஸ்திர வியவஹார, not லௌகிக வியவஹார. Therefore, here, சாஸ்திர வியவஹார காலே லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா அஹமஸ்மி, அஹம் பதஸ்ய அர்த்தா த்வயோ வர்த்ததே வர்த்தயதே. அஹம் in that அஹம் வாச்சியார்த்தா also there, லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா also there. In that too, I have to take only lakshartha, not vachartha. When you want to claim, I am Brahman. When you are doing vyavahara, vachartha. Facility. Rundu vesham podalam. Potinde irukom. Potinde irukom illaya? Andha vesham dominant a irukke. Vachartha I vesham is dominant now. Slowly reduce that dominance. So with this, this shloka is over. So gnata number 1, gnata number 2, you have to understand properly. This is the essence of the 6th shloka. The whole essence of this chapter is this: may you not associate with these attributes of the body mind, where the ahankara kanchukam say aham brahmasmi. அகங்கார கஞ்சுகம், கஞ்சுகம் ஆர்மர் லைக் டிரெஸ். சோ ஐ ஆம் இன்ஃபினிட், ஐ ஆம் இன்ஃபினிட். சோ மகா வாக்கிய அப்ளிகேஷன் டைம் அகம் மைனஸ் அகங்கார. மகா வாக்கிய அப்ளிகேஷன் டைம் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, வென் யூ ஆர் சேயிங் இட் இஸ் அகம் பிளஸ் அகங்கார ஆர் மைனஸ் அகங்கார? மைனஸ் அகங்கார ஒரிஜினலி. But to get that knowledge inside with ahankara, but while on the jnana, minus ahankara. Plus ahankara, it is vachartha or lakshartha? Vachartha. Minus ahankara, lakshartha. Appa. Okay. This is for understanding. So ahankara kanchukam. To say aham brahmasmi, I need ahankara kanchukam. அகங்கார கஞ்சுகம் இஸ் ஃபால்ஸ். வித்தவுட் அகங்கார கஞ்சுகம் ஐ கேனாட் சே அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, ஐ கேனாட் கிளைம் ஆல்சோ. டு கிளைம் அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி வேர் அகங்கார கஞ்சுகம் வாச்சியார்த்த ஐ. ஐ ஹோப் ஐ ஹவ் கம்யூனிகேட்டட். நவ் ஆம் ஐ வித் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆர் வித்தவுட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ்? வித்தவுட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். வென் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் விவகார with attributes. What type of attributes? Permanent, temporary, incidental or temporary? Incidental or permanent? Incidental. Intrinsic or extrinsic? Extrinsic. Basically, I am nirgunaha, guna rahitaha. So, idam, idam, idam. This world, this body, this mind, this knower pramata also ruled out finally after mahavakya jnanam. Afterwards use pannalama vendama? After knowing aham brahmasmi you can use ahankara, otherwise guru cannot teach. Guru understood that aham brahmasmi is not able to wear ahankara kanjukam, then how upadesha sahasri class can be taken? 7th chapter ponume. To continue this 7th chapter, I have to wear now ahankara kanchukam. You also wear ahankara kanchukam. Shall we enter into 7th chapter? With ahankara kanchukam, we have to study 7th chapter. Puriyarudho? when you are listening this class, you are wearing ahankara kanchukam. Sakshi Chaitanyam is listening, ahankara is listening the class now. Ahankara only listening to claim Sakshi Chaitanyam. Puriyada? Appa, you are all happy, I hope. Munju paathale theriyadhu. Very nice. Now let us go to the next chapter, 7th chapter, Budhyarudha Prakaranam. Page 101, Budhyarudha Prakaranam. First shloka. Budhyarudham sada sarvam. Drishyate yatra tatra va. Maya tasmat param brahma. Sarvajnaschasmi sarvagaha. Sixth chapter is Pampada Pradhanam. Tatpada is not discussed there. So it is only Tvampada. Aham Brahmasmi. When Guru said Tattvamasi is only individual level, Vyashti level. So Tattpada discussion did not come there. So I am Nirvishesham Brahma. That is established in the previous chapter. Nirvishesha Atma Ahamasmi. But Atma is all pervading. Atma, Atmano, Atmanaha, Bahuvachanam. Atma, when I say Aham Brahma Asmi here, it is only at the individual level. Sampada, Ahampada. First person only. But Idam Sarvam Brahma, how can I say? Question. Naan Brahman Swami enakku theriyum. My wife do not know that I am Brahman. In the Sanda Varame. Enakku theriyum naan Brahman enni. Enna wife ku theriyadhe, illana husband ku theriyadhe enna. Tagaraaru. What to do? I know I am Brahman. But my family members do not know. They are all Abrahman. Because I alone know I am Brahman. What about all of them? This problem comes. That's why after studying Vedanta Shastra, many more problems. Munnaadena onnume theriyadhu. Ippo therinju theriyaamae. Half knowledge problem. In spite of claiming Aham Brahmasmi, I am pure consciousness. Why this turmoil going on inside? Why people are not understanding me, I am Brahman? Why they are not understanding, they are Brahman? All these questions will come. Therefore, we have to look into this chapter. He says, in this chapter, first adhyay, adhyatma level, adhibhuta level, adhidaiva level, jagrat level, swapna level, sushupti, all these levels, so many levels, whatever you get jnanam, he says, they are all buddhi arudham. Buddhi arudham means to know anything, adhyatmam, this is my body, this is my house, this is mine. He says, vritti has to take place in the mind, in the buddhi, that vritti, once it comes only I experience. To experience anything, it has to take place in my buddhi first. This is a clip I am experiencing. To experience the clip, clip knowledge can come when this clip form is mounted on my intellect. Then only I can say it is clip. Adhyatma level, adi bhautika level, adi daivikam level also. Any knowledge for that matter, any experience, everything has to go through buddhi alone. Without going through the buddhi, without mounting the buddhi, you cannot know that object. That is called buddhi arudha. Arudha means mounting, climbing, sitting upon. Sitting or seated, upon the buddhi alone you get any experience. No experience is possible without buddhi. First it has to climb on the buddhi aruham. Therefore tattvamasi aikya mahavakya is coming here. Tattvamasi aikya mahavakya. So plurality of atma is not there, we have to say. Aham brahmasmi, you say aham brahmasmi. He also say aham brahmasmi. Alugur atma. I am Atman, you are also Atman. Atma, Atmano, Atmanaha. Bahuvachanam. But Atma is one or many? One only. How can I say, I am Atma, he is Atma, she is Atman? Acharya says, even though we are using he, she, it, all, that's why Krishna's word you have to take. Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetresh. Sarva includes sarva, all bodies. In all bodies, the kshetrajna, the Brahman, I am. Who is that? Gnata number one or gnata number two? Gnata number two. Therefore, I, the attributeless witness, behind the body. Not only that, I, the attributeless witness consciousness or witness Chaitanyam Brahma behind all bodies. All bodies. Nirvishesha Kshetrajna. Not Savishesha, Nirvishesha. In the Vishesha, we have already negated. Having negated the Vishesha, who remain here? Nirvishesha Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna is there in all bodies. The Kshetrajna in one body to another body is a different Kshetrajna. Krishna said what? Mam Vidhi. Mam means what? Atma iti Vidhi. Therefore, Samashti level also, Tatpada Atma, Tvampada Atma are one and the same. Pratyagatma Rupena Atra, that Brahman in all bodies is the same Pratyagatma. That is called Aikyam Kshetrajnaha. Now look into the shloka. First line. Yatra Tatrava. Yatra Tatrava. Wherever, whenever. Yatra Tatrava. Loke maya drishyate tat. Maya is in the second line. Whatever is seen by me, wherever, whatever is in this world experienced by me, drishyate sarvam, first line, sarvam again in the first line. Yatra tatrava maya loke, or loke maya drishyate, drishyate is in the first line. Drishyate sarvam sada buddhyarudham. Buddhyarudham means in buddhi frame alone the objects will be formed or experienced. Whenever you say this is a clip, this your Ahankara, Chidabhasa has pervaded this clip, and this clip knowledge has entered your buddhi, it has mounted on your buddhi. Then only you say, I am experiencing the clip. Buddhyarudham. Yatra tatra. Whatever, wherever, in this world, maya drishyate, experienced by me, everything is buddhyarudham bhavati. Sada sarvam buddhyarudham. Sada sarvam means what? Without any exception. Putra jnanam, putri jnanam, griha jnanam, kara jnanam, any jnanam for that matter. After buddhyarudham only you experience it. That is the first part of the sloka. Tasmat. Therefore, na, sada sarvam ki the commentator writes, sada sarvam, சர்வம் எத்த தத்ர சதாசரம்க்கு தான் இதெல்லாம் அதிபூதம் அத்யாத்மம் அது தெய்வம். தென் ஜாகிரத் ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்தி வாட் எவர் யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். தென் பிரத்யக்ஷ அனுமான உபமான அர்த்தாபத்தி வித் எனி பிரமாண வாட் எவர் யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். ஈவன் சாஸ்திர பிரமாண வித் வாட் சாஸ்திர யூ எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ். எவ்ரி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் எனி எக்ஸப்ஷன் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் புத்தியாரூடம் புத்தியாரூடம். ஈவன் காம க்ரோத லோப மோக மதமாத்சரியாஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆல் ஆர் புத்தியாரூடம். ஈவன் சாஸ்திர சப்த ஆல்சோ சப்த ஸ்பரிஷ ஆல்சோ புத்தியாரூடம். ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் ஆர் புத்தியாரூடம். சோ காம க்ரோத பிலாங்ஸ் டு அத்யாத்மம், சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ பிலாங்ஸ் டு அதிபூதம். லைக் தட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் கிவன் இன் த கமெண்டர். வாட் யூ மீன்ஸ் எத்த தத்ர சதா சர்வம் ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் இன்க்ளூடட். இங்க வாட் இஸ் நெகேட்டட் டெல் மீ. அத்யாத்மம் அதிபூதம் அதி பௌத்திகம் எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் இன்க்ளூடட். எவ்ரிதிங் ஹேஸ் டு பி புத்தியாரூடம். ஜாகிரத ஸ்வப்ன சுஷுப்தி அதர் தேன் த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் வாட் எல்ஸ் இஸ் தேர். சோ ஆல் த்ரீ அவஸ்தாஸ் புத்தியாரூடம். நவ் ஹவு டு யூ நோ யூ ஆர் இன் வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் புத்தியாரூடம். யூ ஆர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆர் நாட் ஹவு டு யூ நோ புத்தியாரூடம். எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் புத்தியாரூடம் மவுண்டிங் அப்பான் யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட் தென் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங். வித்தவுட் மவுண்டிங் அப்பான் யுவர் இன்டலெக்ட் யூ கேன் நெவர் சே புத்தியாரூடம். ஐம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங் யூ கேனாட் சே. யூ நோ ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் டூ ஆர் நாட். ஹூ இஸ் த ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் டூ? ஐ ஆம் சாட்சி சைதன்யம். திஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் டு பி புத்தியாரூடம். தட் இஸ் ஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் டு டேக் பிளேஸ் வேர் இன் த இன்டர்நெட் ஓன்லி. தேர் இஸ் நோ நேச்சுரல் நாலேஜ், ஓன்லி இன்டர்நெட் நாலேஜ் இஸ் பாசிபிள். That is why this buddhyarodham is very important. Now what Acharya want to say? I am not buddhi. That is what. What I am, he is looking to the second line. Tasmat, you have to supply aham, I am, what? Param brahma asmi, sarvajnaha asmi, sarvagaha asmi. Wherever, in whosever intellect, whatever is mounting upon that buddhi, by itself is jadam, it cannot function. I am the one who is enlivening the buddhi. That he is going to say in the next sloka. Everything I experience is buddhyarudham. Buddhi by itself is jadam matter. It cannot illumine, it cannot experience by itself. Buddhi is experience is taking place in the buddhi means I the chetanam, atma is there in that buddhi. Just as surya, prakashaha pervades everywhere, then only everything is known. To buddhi, everything is known. How buddhi knows jadam buddhi, matter buddhi? It cannot know. But I, the Atma, pervades the Buddhi. Through me, Buddhi come to know. Therefore, who is knowing really? Buddhi is knowing or Aham, Chaitanyam is knowing? Through Buddhi, I, the Atma, am the Gnata number two. Buddhi is the instrument. Antaha Karanam. Buddhi is the Karanam. Therefore, I am Param Brahma, Supreme Brahman. I am the Supreme Brahman, Sarvajnaha, I am all knower, Aham Brahmasmi. If you take only Aham Brahmasmi, that is not all knower. If you take only at the body level, am I all knower? As Gnata number two, in every body, in every body, I am all knower. Sarvagaha, Sarvajnaha. From the Lakshyartha I standpoint, whatever in that body, that intellect knows, that is mayeva sakalam. I am only there. I am only there means uchi I, lower I or higher I. higher I. As a lower I, I am not in that body. This is permitted, limited. But as a higher I am Sarvajnaha. Because in that body, that knowledge is my knowledge only. In that body, his knowledge is my knowledge only. Everywhere, whatever knowledge, wherever it is there, it is my knowledge only. From Lakshartha I standpoint, can I say Sarvajnaha or not? Sulradhika Taikam. You are hesitating to say. Say, I am all over. I am omniscient or not? If you take your lower eye, you are alpiscient. If you take your higher eye, you are omniscient. Claim you are omniscient. If am I lacking anything? I don't know anything. Can you say no? I am all over. Sarvajnaha. Not only that, I am Supreme Brahman. I am all over. Asmi Sarvagaha Asmi. I am everywhere. I am everywhere. Omnipresent, I am everywhere. I am everywhere in the lower eye or higher eye. Higher eye. Now where I am not? If you take lower eye, I have not gone to Bombay, I have not gone to Himalayas, I have not seen this, I have not seen that. Now once you claim you are Vinata number 2, I am all pervading Atma. Everything is within me. Himalayas are within me. Bombay is within me. Delhi is within me. Everything is within me. I am not missing anything. But our problem is what? Always holding on to lower eye. Enak adille, idille, adi paakala, idi paakala, idella korai. If you say, Aham Brahmasmi, Gnata number 2, korai ondru, illai. If you say, lower eye, குறை இருந்துட்டே இருக்கும், இருந்துட்டே இருக்கும், இருந்துட்டே எப்போ இருக்கும் சொல்லிட்டே போலாம், நான் ஸ்டாப். சோ பால் இஸ் இன் யுவர் கோர்ட், யூ ஹாவ் டு சே அஹம் பிரம்மா அஸ்மி. யூ ஹாவ் டு சே டு ஹூ சேக், ஃபார் யுவர் ஓன் சேக். ஐ ஆம் லிமிட்லெஸ் இன்ஃபினிட் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல். வென் நவ் here itself all the time. Now on the other hand, you have to ask a question. When I am not, when I am not all pervading pure existence consciousness principle, within the body, within with thoughts, without thoughts, associated with thoughts, associated with the body, without association of the body, without association of thoughts, mind, intellect, I am ever ஆத்மா. அஹம் ஆத்மா அஸ்மி. இதம் சர்வம் அஹமேவா. அப்படி சொல்லணும். இதம் சர்வம் அஹமேவா. பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.